We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
On the line with us, under fire, from CBS 3, the amazing, beautiful meteorologist Katie Fallinger is on the line right now. Hi, Katie.
Hey, Angelo. Hi, everybody.
Katie, I'm very confused right now because I'm looking out and it's raining in Center City. Help us out here.
Yeah, so this storm system was very bizarre, just the way it developed. We're still waiting for this wintry mix to turn over. It will take place just in a matter of hours, so bear with it. It eventually takes place. But, yeah, right now there is still that mix going on. You've got some sleet, a few snowflakes. It's still not really sticking to the roads yet, but give it time. Once the snow really starts and it's all snow and no more mixing, then we are in it for the rest of the day, and the snow will continue even into tonight. So it's still looking like we'll end up with a pretty decent swath of 6 to 12 inches out of this, and it's that heavy, wet snow, too, that's going to be really fun to shovel away.
No, I don't care about the shovel. I don't do that, Katie, but I don't want to lose power.
You hire your guy, yeah.
I don't want to lose power, and
yeah,
that sounds like the kind that makes you lose power.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, if one of those last nor'easters that had the really strong winds wasn't enough to bring down power lines, we definitely have enough wind this time to make the problem happen again. And you said it, the heavy, wet snow is not a good combination with the wind gusts that are going to peak as high as 35 or 45 miles per hour.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah,
oh.
I mean, That's easily bring down some limbs
and, you know,
and
what
power lines.
Katie, these trees and stuff, they're already weakened from the previous nor'easters, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the wind really, if they didn't come down from those last storms and they've been weakened, they are at least a hazard this time around. What's good is at least, you know, the wind won't be as strong as that one storm that hit on a Friday. It totaled my husband's car along the way, too.
Your own husband?
Yeah, we had to go shopping the last few weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
I can't believe
terrible.
It. Even you, and you know when this stuff is hitting.
I know. Yeah, in hindsight, we should have pulled the car a little bit further down the driveway. But
Katie, I got to know this. Do you have a generator at your house?
We do, yeah.
You know, we
use it primarily for tailgating. But we have it in the garage just sitting and waiting should something
and if something happens, you will have enough power to watch your own station when you're not on.
Exactly.
Right.
Absolutely. Or at least charge the phone, you know.
Katie, but Keith Jones is really wealthy. I'm working with him here. And he has generated that powers his entire house. But he has a vicious dog named Leo.
Oh, geez.
So what do I do? What's your advice? Should I go over there and bunk down tonight with Leo?
I guess it depends what your priorities are.
No.
Leo's living and dying.
Leo's getting mad again. Katie, in the city.
You don't want to lose any precious extremities, you know?
Katie, in the city, by 10, 11, when are we going to see all the snow?
Okay, so I think that the changeover is going to actually happen in the next couple of hours, but the heavier stuff that starts to really accumulate gets going midday, so around or shortly after lunchtime. That's when those really heavy bands come in. That's where you're going to be contending with 1 to 3 inch per hour snowfall rates, but there are limiting factors. You know, there's a higher sun angle, some temperatures that are a little bit milder, like lots of competing factors trying to keep the snow from accumulating, but if it's a 3 inch per hour snowfall intensity, it will accumulate. Like, that's going to win the battle. So that's where the bulk of this accumulation comes from. And again, 6 to 12 inches, that's the current call for a good portion of the area.
Katie, I am going, until I lose power, I'll be watching CBS 3.
Fantastic.
Then I don't know what I'll do. But until then, I'll be watching it. Katie, thank you as always. You're awesome.
You got it, guys.
Thanks a lot. Katie Fallinger with the report from CBS 3. It's going to start now really heavy around noontime.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.